Okay, it is 5:30 and the City Council will be doing a study session. There will be a presentation on performance metrics. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. So what we wanted to talk about, we had brought some performance metrics to Council last year for the first time to put in the 2022 budget book. And we did receive our award for the 2022 budget, and we received some comments back from them as well, from GFOA, who actually administers the program, with some recommendations for increasing our performance metrics for communication purposes. We didn't meet exactly the mandatory requirements on that, so we're going to kind of go over that. And then we have all of the metrics that Council approved to put in last year, and we wanted to get input and direction at the end of this of what we should use for the seven overall Council goals. And what we're really looking for is up to three metrics that really, I think, tell the story and give us how the performance of that particular Council goal is going. So that's what we're kind of looking for. So, Julie, if you can go ahead and go to slide two. So we'll review the current performance metrics. We'll talk a little bit about the GFOA performance metrics guidance, which I just mentioned a little bit. Review options for 2023 performance metrics, and then provide guidance. Council will provide guidance and direction for what we put into the 2023 budget book. We do have to have the budget book published and available for the citizens to review as of November 1st. So if we go to the next page, three, you have a handout up there of just one example of many. Part of it depends on what the software, both for the digital budget book and our dashboard, will allow us to do, of ways that we can do. The one that you have that you're looking at and will be in a future slide here, it's modeled after a recommendation that we received back from GFOA of how to show our performance metrics. The difference in what they're showing here, if you look at the graph portion of it, last year what we did is we showed the most recent 5 years of actual data plus what our target is. Well, what they really want us to show is 1 to 3 years of actual data, current year up to date, and then the budget year that you're actually looking at, what our target is for that particular goal for that year. That's where we missed the mark, is we set a target, but we didn't set it specifically for 2022, so we need to change that. We also do show a good portion of our metrics online through our ClearGov transparency portal. And Julie, if you want to bring that up real quick, Council can see that. It's available through our webpage, and then it's in the dashboard section. So if, let's see, we'll be there in just a moment. So with being in the dashboards, that's our seven Council goals, six of them that Council approved in 2014, one of them that was added last year. And then if you click on Council Goal 1, and this is just an example to show you what we can do and what we want to keep doing in putting it online as well to show how we're performing. It kind of gives an idea of why do we track it, what's the purpose of tracking it, so the objective. One of the things also that was recommended was giving a little bit more analysis of why we're doing that particular goal or things that we're doing that can contribute to making that goal better. And the example that I'd given you was a simple one. It's FTEs per 1,000. So it's looking at our current metrics over the last 10 years, what the national industry standard is, and then also that we have recently done staffing studies for the police department, and we're asking to do a staffing study for Public Works next year. That shows some of the analysis that goes into why we are where we are for that particular goal. Does that make sense? Okay. So let's go on to the next slide. So the GFOA comments, first off, what the budget presentation award is it's both a policy document, a financial plan, an operations guide, and a communications device. So with the performance metrics, what they're asking us to do is communicate to the community or the residents of Ridgefield how we're doing on the main council goals. It could be project-based, it could be program-based. There's a lot of different ways that you can do it. We chose to do it based on the 7 overall council goals, since all of our initiatives, personnel requests, and capital projects all have to tie in one form or other to those 7 goals. So that's why we chose those particular goals and the metrics underneath those. So I already talked about the requirements that they had talked about, adding in the year-to-date metric and the budget year targeted metric. The other thing that they also mentioned that we only had in a couple of departments was department-specific performance metrics as well. All departments, it was specifically commented that all departments need to participate or show some sort of metric. So what we talked about on the staff level was also adding the overall goals for the 7 council goals, and then in the department pages, we would add performance metrics for each department showing how they're doing. And for my department, it would be things like electronic payments for utilities. How are we doing when you compare that to manual payments? Or how are we paying out on invoices, electronic versus check payments? Things like that that create efficiencies and show the amount of work that we're also doing. So there are several examples that we have tonight of what we're looking for there as well. So on the next page, so the citywide metrics, and this is something that I used last year that was modeled after another larger city, and what they had done at the very beginning of their performance metrics section. And it's not really tied to the 7 goals, but in a way it's tied to all of them. So we didn't put it under the 7 goals section. It was kind of the very beginning of the performance metrics section. And what we did was the price of government. And with that, what that's looking at is how much does it cost in revenues generated by the city for each resident to operate all of our services. And then also just based on a tax basis, property taxes, sales taxes, things like that. And then there are things that are obviously important to us, major revenue sources, retail sales and use tax when we're comparing regular retail sales to construction sales tax, since we have historically been pretty high on construction, and then forecasting our budget out for the next few years to show that we have a sustainable budget and we're not getting into a structural deficit. And then operating funds with forecasts for revenues and expense to make sure that we are showing that we're not in a structural deficit.
And hold on 1 second. Yeah. And Mayor and Council, as we talked about a little bit in our briefings, our hope is that, and we kind of want to take a break between each of these slides to really look at, from a citywide metrics perspective and a goal-by-goal perspective, are we hitting the mark of those metrics that you see as valuable for our public, for the residents, and certainly you as representatives of that public. So I want to make sure that we give a little bit of air between each of these slides where we're talking about citywide metrics to really have a conversation about, are these the right metrics? Do you have questions about, are the things that we can be doing either differently, or are there ones that you don't see that you would like to?
So on the goals that I just mentioned, is there any questions, any other suggestions, or are these what you think that the public would like to see? Is this what you want to see?
Council, do you have any feedback for Mr. Johnson regarding this first set of metrics? Councilor Coker.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's very clear and concise. It's detailed without being overly complex. I think it's really straightforward to the point. I like the format, and I like the categories and how it's presented. I like the combination as well, just kind of the visuals and what you ran through with it. So I personally think this is a good, great starting point.
Thank you, Councilor. Is there any additional comments?
Could you go back one slide?
I'm sorry, could you go back one slide to the goals? And maybe just give us a minute to...
Is that slide number five?
You have the school by goal slides, right?
Yeah. Oh.
And Mayor Pro Tem, yeah, that was one slide forward. So we'll be doing a goal by goal metrics. We'll show you for each goal. We'll show you the metrics that we're looking at. The slide prior to this is the citywide metrics. So the ones that we're looking at, not by goal, but by the entirety of the city, as a whole.
Okay, I was confused there.
That's why we were stopping on that one, is to just get a sense of if we're on the right track for those specific metrics as citywide metrics.
So, Council, just looking at the citywide metrics that we have on our screen before us, is there any additional comments that you'd like to add at this time? Anything that we're missing? Okay. I think we're ready to move on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So on the next slide, what we're looking at, that's the seven goals that Council has approved. So that's just a reminder so that you do have that to take a look at. But we will mention what the goals are as we go forward in looking at these as well. Next slide on seven, that's just a copy of what was given to you earlier for a potential format. Again, you know, we'll be looking at what the software has available in it, and it could be in a different format as well. But basically the same information is what we would be presenting. So if we go to slide eight, so this is goal one, plan and manage the growth of the city. So what we currently have in the budget book are the bullet points that are below this, FTE per 1,000 residents, the number of FTEs we have, diversity of workforce by percentage, average single-family residential permit review time in weeks, average commercial industrial permit review time in weeks, building inspections per day, crime rate, response time to priority calls, and average calls for service. Now, one thing I want to add here also is we could keep some of these in this particular goal, but we could also move them if they're more department-specific, and they really should be in the department itself, we could move them there as well.
I had a question about this one really quick. Mm-hmm. So you have all the bullets, but there's no actual number tied to it, like what our goal is. How do we set that? It's like, for example, what is our target goal for full-time employees per 1,000 residents? So how do we know if we're meeting the metric? Does that make sense, that question?
Yeah, that does make sense. And, yeah, I didn't put it on here because we would have gotten into probably about 70 slides.
Sure.
So I apologize for that. Excuse me. What I did put was just what these are. So what we kind of are looking at, like, for example, the first one, that's the sample I gave you earlier, is what's the metric we've had since the 2010 census, what's the national average, and then what we're doing and where we're at right now. So it kind of shows that time frame for the last 3 years actual, current year, and then next year. And that's similar to what we'll be doing. It probably would have been better if we would have had if I would have put in there what the current target is. But the target can change year to year depending on where we're at as well. So what we're kind of looking at is the actual metric and whether or not that's something that we should bring those targets into this document. I don't know if that makes enough sense.
Mayor Pro Tem, you had a question.
Mr. Johnson and Mayor Lindsay was talking about this. It made me think of comparing, like, I keep hearing some chatter about permits, that they're taking long. And I know the staff is so busy with all of that. And I forget what the goal was on how many weeks a permit's supposed to take, but what are they actually taking? And then that got me to thinking, is there other areas within our seven goals that were maybe falling short or not quite hitting the mark? And maybe we should look at those as well.
And Mayor Pro Tem, again, this is so that what you just raised is a great example of one. So that one's already on the dashboard as far as review time for commercial permits and for residential permits. That is a dashboard measure that we're already using. However, we're kind of looking at you. If there are other things that you have heard, other things that you that you think would be a good metric, because staff internally, we've already prepared these. So we've already done the internal analysis to say, what do we think What are the management team? What are the, and who we work with? What do we think might be good metrics to show success? We're just looking from, we're inside the beltway. We're inside of this. We know too much. We're not the residents who are going to look at this and actually say, yeah, that was valuable to me. So that's what we're looking for you as our conduit to the people who actually use our services, for you to tell us that, the answer to that question.
I see. Okay.
Councillor Cole, you had a comment, question.
Yeah, also sort of along the lines of permit reviews, I see that you have single-family homes and then commercial industrial permits. There's no mention here of multifamily housing. Is that something that we need to be factoring into a goal like this as well, since there's requirements as the city grows?
It is. It's, Councillor, one of the things that we have struggled with and that we are working to correct is that our system actually calculates our system includes multifamily in our commercial permits. Okay. So when you see however many commercial permits that come through, it actually includes those multifamily buildings within that. So that is something that we will have to work toward, but it is definitely something that that we can make note of and try to be able to pull out that information for you.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, I guess the how I interpret those two items there also are kind of gauging our growth, like our actual population growth. So like while that's factored into commercial permits, are we really factoring in the population growth that comes with multifamily housing versus single family housing, or does that matter at all?
Matters to you,
yeah.
So it matters to us.
Yeah.
Multifamily, single family split is definitely something that under our comp plan that we're supposed to track. Multifamily, single family population split is definitely something that we can look at. We have targets associated with that. We can definitely take a look at that.
Councillor Chipman, you had a question or comment?
So how do you source what your goal should be? What are you using for reference as to what the goal should be?
So a lot of the goals are coming out of the comp plan. As Mr. Stewart had just mentioned that, when it's talking about growth-related stuff, there's some things, as we'll get a little bit further in here, for miles of trails, park acreage, things like that. We're using the goals that are actually in our current comp plan for that. Others are targets, and I'll go back to my department with electronic payments and things like that. That's efficiency goals that we're setting to try to reduce the amount of manual labor and leverage the system. That way we can be more efficient. Kind of how we go around the talks about adding personnel, we look at efficiency first, software, and then do we really need people? So we're kind of setting those to look at it that way. And then we're also looking at industry standards. And one thing to bring up that I may have failed on earlier is, if you look at the example, we're really looking at the objective of why are we tracking this, and then what's that measurement, which the measurement is what's in these bullet points, and then we talk about the analysis and insights of why, and then how can we impact that metric as well. So that's what we're trying to get in as the data that comes out of it, but the metric that we, the metric that's out there, that's what we want some help with from you.
So the cities have an industry standard overall for instance, our size of city has an industry standard for how many building inspections could be done per day, that type of thing.
Yes. No, I think there's an average that we're looking at.
So as an example, building inspections, there's not an industry standard, and we have to date been measuring that more for our own knowledge and to be able to share how much work is getting done. The number of inspections done in a day depends on how many get called in. So there's not really an industry standard for how many inspections you should be doing. And some goals are like that. It's a measurement to show work being done and just to understand the picture of the work being done. Whereas some goals that we've come up with and maybe, or measures that we've come up with and other measures that we'll look into if we get direction from council to do so, do you have do have goals that come from either a comp plan or other guiding legislation or planning documents.
Okay. Councilor, just one quick follow-up on this. This is a good example of the, as I kind of talked with you in briefings about, there's kind of three things we're looking for. One of them is, are there things that are missing that we should be talking about, whether it's multifamily, single-family split, otherwise. Second part is, are there ways that we should be changing how we ask these? So should we, you know, are there questions about it that maybe we can be better at asking them? Some of them we may want to, you may say, yeah, I don't see that as super valuable. For, you know, if there's no industry standard for it and it changes and it's just kind of an internal metric to see how are we doing on those, maybe the answer to the question is maybe it's not valuable to the public, and that's okay. We've got a lot of them. It would be great if we could actually lower this overall number and not have 8 of them per goal, but have like 3 to 5 mm-hmm. per goal, because then it's a little bit more digestible for people. So if that's one that's, you know, maybe you're not seeing a ton of value in, that's absolutely okay. We're happy to kind of like revise and refine.
Well, I guess as an, you know, as someone just looking at it saying, you know, so you do so many building inspections. I just picked that one. So our crime rate is whatever. So is that good or bad? How do I know? You know, what is the average crime rate of a city our size, you know, with the amount of police that we have, kind of thing? I mean, that's what I'm trying to get at, is what are we basing these on that we're saying, oh, this is a good performance or this is not a good performance?
And each one is different, I think, is the answer you're hearing from staff. Okay. Is that each one of those has a different metric. Some of them are industry standard. Some of them are by jurisdictional size or area. Some of them are goals that we set in our own plans that were required by law or that are in our planning documents. And some of them, like the building inspection per day, don't really have a specific metric associated with them that is a goal that we would be seeking to reach.
I mean, I sympathize with you very much because I had to do this in my previous life. And it's not simple to set performance metrics, but that's why I just wondered, what are you using as the source of what you're judging against? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Wells?
I just had one comment on inspections. Some inspections take a matter of 5 minutes to see that they have the rebar in, and that's it, and they can go ahead. The cement truck's out in there, and they can go ahead and pour. Other inspections inside the house take 15 minutes or 20 minutes on that. So the number doesn't really relate to the amount of time that it takes to do the inspection. That was it. That's it.
Council, any additional comments or questions regarding this first goal? And I think we have 6 more to go after this, so just keep that in mind regarding our time. Okay.
So then out of this particular goal, are there 3 that really stand out to you as being meaningful goals that really are meaningful metrics that fit this goal?
Council, do you have any comments on that? Abbott, you know, do you want me to just go down the line and have them pick their top 3?
Yeah.
Okay, Councilor Onslow, what are your top 3 on this one?
I'd say crime, FTEs, and permit review time.
Councilor Croker?
FTEs per 1,000, diversity of workforce, and response time.
Mayor Pro Tem?
FTE to 1,000, crime rate, and the average calls for service per officer.
Thank you. Councillor Wells?
I'll copy Mr. Onslow's.
Councillor, he's the same as Councillor Onslow's.
Yeah. And what was Councillor Onslow's?
Oh, you forgot marks. Mine already.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, another mark. I said crime rate, FTEs, and permit review time.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Councillor Chipman?
So I would say FTE, the average commercial industrial permit review time, and crime rate.
Councillor Cole?
Yeah, I'd say FTEs per 1,000.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. The permits, like there's kind of 3 inspections or permits in a way, if there's a way to consolidate those into one, and then response time to priority calls.
Okay, and I would say number of FTEs, response time to priority calls, and managing growth. I'll go with the average commercial industrial permit time review in weeks.
Perfect. Thank you, Council.
Thank you.
One, add a comment. It seems like the last three involve the RPD. Somehow that could be turned into one. I mean, yeah, just a suggestion.
Okay. Okay, so on to goal number two, revitalize downtown as a destination location. So we have public investment in downtown core, private investment in downtown core, number of businesses in the downtown core, vacant business space, number of in-person and virtual events, and first Saturday vendor attendance. Now, the first three, I just want to be clear on those. A lot of that data came from Main Street, so it wasn't data I could necessarily validate, but it was coming from them. They had validated the investment specifically and then the businesses. We could do the businesses through our business license reports. The investment, I don't have that information, but we could rely on outside sources to get that. I just want to make sure council is comfortable with that.
Just a question on that, and that is those who have permits, business permits. I can't believe that. Well, it used to be you didn't know how many you had, and you might have had 100, and you really only had 20. That had building permits. I don't know. Where are we on that? Just, you know.
If they're getting a license with the state, they're getting a license with us. So everybody who has a license one way or the other has a license.
Okay.
So
except for possibly I'm Joe Blow Painting, and I'm from Gresham.
If they're doing any business within the city, they are supposed to do a license. If they're doing under $2,000 worth of business, then they don't have to pay. So we do try to get everybody so we know who's coming in.
Okay.
Councilor Walls, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I got a question. Does it differentiate? You said a business license for the city, but this is talking about downtown.
Yes,
are they separated?
It has the addresses of the location, the physical location, so we can track that.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Mayor Pro Tem.
I have a question. Does private investment in downtown core, does that mean business comes in and they see a vacant shop and they buy a shop and turn it into a flower shop?
That's correct.
And so a public investment is like the new chain corner store that went in? Is that what?
Public investment would be the city, the port, the school district, any public entity putting money into the downtown core.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, so example would be this building. Yeah, is there a couple other examples that the city and port did?
The overpass would be one.
Okay.
You know, anything like that.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand.
The splash pad at Overlook Park would be another example of an investment in downtown.
That really helps. Thank you.
I had I'm wondering about, is there any way to track number of visits to downtown?
Cell phone data.
That's right. Clearly,
yes.
Cell phone data. Because if we're trying to understand if it's like a year over year comparison, like are we getting more visitors, less visitors? How long are they staying? And then the other question maybe is, and then like parking, is that something that we could measure as well? Is that a metric? Because it's always a question. If you're talking about downtown, we always hear that there's never enough parking downtown.
So the question would be,
I don't know,
how many spaces? When you say parking, what would the question be that you're trying to answer?
Is that prohibitive to people visiting downtown? Like they feel like there's not. I don't know. You just asked for what you said. Right. What do we hear?
So like parking vacancy.
Possibly. Sure.
Like
parking vacancy. Yeah. Parking vacancies. There you go. Adequate parking to service the needs of the business community. Councilor, are there any other comments or questions on this topic? Councilor Coker.
Yeah, I think the first two bullet points about investment compared to the others are probably more difficult to measure or understand if I'm just somebody looking at them on the outside, because how's that compared to the rest of the city? Well, if I have $1 million invested downtown, are there $10 million invested elsewhere? So personally, I would think those two would be more confusing than helpful.
Okay.
Council, any additional comments? Are we okay? Did you want us to kind of give you our top three on this one as well, or?
Please.
Okay, I'll start at your end, Councillor Cole. Your okay. top three.
I would say private investment downtown core. Number of businesses in downtown core, and then I like what the mayor said about tracking number of visits. If that could be one that we'd add.
Okay, we can look at that one. And we can always add things later, too, as we find out how we get the data. So that is a possibility there, too.
Thank you. Councillor Chipman.
Number of businesses in the downtown core, vacant business space, and first Saturday vendor attendance.
Councillor Wells.
Public investment. I know first Saturday, and number of businesses in the downtown core.
Great, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem.
Number of businesses in the downtown core, vacant business space, and the first Saturday vendor attendance.
Thank you. Councillor Coker.
Number of businesses, the vacant business space, and then the general visit data like Councillor Cole and Mayor were speaking about.
And Councillor Onslow.
What was your last one?
General visits, like the visit data that we might be able to get from maybe cell phone data, just
number of in-person and virtual events. Is that what it is, or no?
No, it's one that I suggested.
Oh, it's one you suggested.
To the downtown
okay.
area.
Mine would be number of businesses in the downtown core, vacant business space, and number of in-person events.
And I would be interested in vacant business space. The visits, like I suggested, tracking that, and public investment in downtown core. So that was really not helpful because I think we hit every single one of them multiple times.
Well, we do have two that stand out, number of businesses in the downtown and vacant business space. Both of those are kind of head and shoulders above the others.
Plus, we can look at the visits aspect of it and see if that's right. Something that might provide valuable information for those who haven't, since we haven't shown it yet, that might actually pop as well. So this is right. Good.
Okay. And we did suggest 3 to 5. That doesn't mean you have to have that many. It's just what's meaningful for that particular goal right. That the public would be interested in. Right. Okay. So on to number 3. Create and maintain economic stability for the city, reserve levels within policy, assessed valuations, credit rating, jobs per capita in Ridgefield, new commercial industrial space by the square foot, and then 2 additions that we could possibly add, percentage of bonded debt, clean audits annually.
That's pretty simple. Right. Council, any comments on this goal?
I'd have a comment. So I was thinking of adding 2 different ones than what you had, and it's a number of living wage jobs in Ridgefield and number of mid-level jobs in Ridgefield. Maybe there's another council goal that would work under better. I don't have them all in front of me, so I wasn't sure. But I know that we've always talked about live, work, and play, and we're developing commercial businesses, trying to get higher paying jobs, and then there's some starter jobs for like students, you know, and then there's some mid-level jobs, you know, there's a whole range of jobs we're starting to get in, and it's going to keep getting more and more with these businesses coming in, and I think we need to track that, or I think the public would be interested in that, because we're asking what does the public want to see when they like go on the website, and what could they understand, and they might be able to understand that living wage jobs in Ridgefield and mid-level jobs and maybe starter jobs, you know, like your first job, you know.
That's a good point. Any other comments or questions? Councillor Wells.
The only question I have is how do you define a living wage job? Is there a...
We can certainly look into ways to, you know, if it is of interest to the council, we'll then bring back to you ways that we might be able to somehow measure that. But for this purposes, yeah, we'll look into it. I don't know the answer right off the top of the head, but we'd look into it.
Okay. And I like the starter jobs, too. I mean, the metric there show that there's jobs here for people to get start climbing up the ladder, or jobs for kids. Okay, that's it.
Just a quick clarification: is jobs per capita the same as jobs per acre?
No, that's
what's the difference
by population.
Okay. Should we track jobs per acre? Because we talk about that quite often when we're discussing.
You certainly can. There are two different ways. I mean, it's two different metrics. One of them is, so jobs per acre, we do have metrics that we are required to meet in our planning documents that we're required to plan for, 9 jobs per acre for industrial employment, I think 30 is what we plan for 20 for commercial. So there are markers for that, so we could do that. The other way of doing it is by per capita, and that you hear a lot when people talk about how many jobs per household are there. You know, and usually you want to be at 2 to 1, or other way around. No, 2 to 1, 2 people for every 1 job is what you want to get to. Clark County has 3 to 1 generally, meaning that you generally both, you know, that you somebody's going outside the county to get a job. And so that's, and there are good metrics for that as well. So there's just 2 different ways to calculate it, depending on how you want to answer the question.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to ask it. It's something along the lines of what Mayor Pro Tem asked, you know, the types of jobs and the you know, keeping jobs and income inside our city limits, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that means making, you know, job average wages better reflect the average household income, something along those lines. But, you know, you guys are the real brains of the operation, so maybe lean on you guys to kind of come up with something that kind of, like, balance what Mayor Pro Tem and, you know, said, and, you know, what we see here.
Yeah, in our dashboard, we already track through the Census Bureau the household income, which we are above what the state level, you know, the average is. So that one we do track already and will be in the book as well.
Okay. But that doesn't say where those jobs are.
Correct.
Right. I mean, it could be, you know, the vast majority can be bringing that income from elsewhere, potentially.
Yeah, I guess I'm interested just as a business owner myself, you know, and who works virtually, keeping, you know, if there's going to be more, like, if virtual jobs are here to stay, then why couldn't we keep those here in Ridgefield versus outsourcing them to Portland or Vancouver or wherever else? So.
Right.
I had one other question or comment. Do we look at the types of sectors that the jobs within our city fall in?
So that's, again, we're getting, so that's one way we might be able to capture some of the income level piece mm-hmm. of it, because, and it, without going into the weeds of it, yes, okay. It is certainly one way that we might be able to capture some of your conversation with.
I'm just
this.
Thinking up kind of along the lines of what Mayor Pro Tem was thinking, asking what might be of interest to our residents. How much do, what are the types of jobs here? What do they look like? How much are they making, and what types of jobs are they? So,
correct.
Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Again, I don't want to go too far in the weeds with it, because it's a good conversation, but we'll need to do more research. Generally speaking, you don't get information from the private sector about what they pay. So what you can do is you can get information about the type of job that it is, and then you can look up the general, you know, salary ranges for that type of employer and what types of jobs they have within that. But there's a lot more to this that we would need to look into.
Council, do you have any additional comments or questions for Mr. Johnson on this one? Councilor Onslow. Yeah, okay, hold on 1 second. Councilor Onslow.
You know, the reserve levels within policy are a budget thing. And, you know, when I first started, we didn't have any reserves. So
I think this is
that's important to me, but it's factual. So I don't know that that's something you. I think it needs to be reviewed within your budget. But other than that, I don't know why. And then assessed valuation, you can read that up anytime you want. So I don't know about trying to move forward on something like that. I don't know whether that's necessary for us. I mean, it can be told to us what happens every year, but I wouldn't think we would want to go to a lot of work in our own city. So it's because it's already there. Now, did you want a top 2 or 3?
Just 1 second. Councilor Chipman had a question.
Ah.
So I guess what I see here is I see it kind of mixed. These are basically that cover 2 separate things. Part of these are like about the city itself, the city government, right? Reserve levels, credit rating, clean audits, that kind of thing. To me, that would be about us. The other ones to me are about, you know, the city as a whole. I think this is almost like two separate sets of metrics. Am I making sense or not?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we want to, as a city council, and you want to know how, you know, how our reserve levels are. I mean, that's very important, right? Very important about having clean audits and that kind of thing. But I don't know that it has anything to do with Ridgefield jobs per capita or commercial industrial space. I'm looking at these as maybe they would be two separate.
What I think I'm picking up on the from the council is this one asking us for which ones we assign a priority to. Maybe we're not quite there yet on what those bullet points are yet. So
it's good. We'll go back to work
on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay, Council, with you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on this one before we move on? All right. Number four.
Okay. So number four is assure the city's infrastructure is able to meet growing community needs. And then there's city investment in infrastructure, water consumption in gallons per ERU, water loss leakage. That's our water that we don't bill. Pavement condition index, road maintenance funding, dollars per center, line mile, additions or miles of trail, sidewalks, bike lanes added, acres of parkland added, water meters installed.
All right, there's a lot in this one, Council. Anybody have any comments? I'm sure you do. Councilor Onslow.
Sure. You know, the additions of miles of trail, sidewalks, and acres of park would stand out to me. The water consumption in gallons is something that I think that we should have addressed a long time ago, but I think that's put into codes. For example, I think you should have to put in low flush toilets because we get billed per gallon on that everything that goes to Clark Regional, and we're also providing the water. So anyway. That's about all I have right now.
Councilor Coker?
Yeah, I think if I'm somebody from the public just trying to wrap my head around infrastructure needs, I'm more focused on roads than anything else. So whatever metrics those end up being about, you know, the pavement or how we're addressing that, I could see shifting something like acres of parkland to goal 6 with the natural resources and attractions. That might make it a little bit more straightforward with this particular goal. But I know just me generally, I think roads would immediately be my priority to look at.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem?
I agree with Councilor Coker on the roads is important to the citizens when they look at something like this. And same thing with the trails and sidewalks and bike lanes. You know, parks are very important to the citizens to enjoy the city. But like Councilor Coker said, maybe possibly add that to a different goal. Yeah, that's all I have.
Okay. Let's just kind of, sounds like everyone's kind of giving their input on this at this point. So Councilor Wells, what's your input on this one?
Okay, water consumption. I wanted to track to see how it's going down with all the houses that are being built, where our metrics are going down so we can evaluate what we need to, how much we need to turn around and increase our water supplies. Mm-hmm. And the other one is road maintenance funding and miles of trails and sidewalks.
Thank you. Councilor Chipman?
I would be water consumption, pavement condition index, and road maintenance funding. That would be my top three.
Perfect. And Councilor Cole?
Yeah, I would say water consumption. I like what the dashboard says about there's a line in here that says maintain existing streets and roadways. So and that really combines pavement condition index and road maintenance funding. So maybe combining those two and then miles of trails and bike lanes added.
And I would say the water consumption, I agree with Councilor Cole, that pavement the PCI and the maintenance funding for roads kind of go hand in hand. And then the trails, bike lanes, sidewalks added. Council, are there any additional comments before we move on to the next? Okay.
All right.
Number five.
So number five, retain culture and history of Ridgefield. So there are volunteer hours for the neighbors on watch, artwork downtown, performing arts locations, and historic projects. That was a hard one to find some for last year.
Council, do you have any additional metrics that might be we might be able to supplement this category that you can think of? The one that popped into my head was heritage trees. Or not?
I think they're all good.
What was that?
What was it you said?
Oh, heritage trees.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe even something around the number of operating nonprofits in the community.
Council, do you have any concerns with the bullets that are on there, or I kind of?
No.
Yeah. Do you want us to give you some top ones on this, or should we just go with
what
you're
okay with these? We're fine with that.
I think we're getting head nods up here, so I think this one looks good.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Next.
So goal six: maximize the city's natural resources. And I cut off the last part of that. And attractions. Sorry. Percentage of catch basins clean, percentage of stormwater facilities inspected annually, and some of those, again, could go to department-level metrics. Mm-hmm. Open space level of service, acres per 1,000, I think that comes out of the comp plan. Community park and neighborhood level of service, neighborhood park level of service, acres per 1,000. Trail level of service, miles per 1,000. Additions were water usage per capita, water quality statistics, the percentage of lab results passed, energy usage per square foot of city facilities. That one we may have a hard time tracking until after we do the energy audit. Stormwater treatment facilities inspected and facilities maintained, and then chemical and oil spill response. And then the one that was mentioned earlier, acres of parkland added.
Right. Okay. There's a little bit to unpack on this one. Anybody have any? Go ahead, Councilor Coker.
Yeah, I don't dislike the bullets, but when I go back and read the actual goal itself, it seems to focus a lot more on use of and enjoyment of the natural areas and tying that together. So I get kind of lost in some of the water usage and oil spill response metrics like that. I definitely think the acres of open space or parkland are good metrics for that. In the goal itself, the wildlife refuge is mentioned a couple of times, so I don't know if it would be relevant to talk about maybe number of visitors to the wildlife refuge or somehow tie something to, you know, the new facilities at the wildlife refuge, but that might be something that could illustrate that goal.
Go ahead, Mayor Pro Tem.
I was thinking about the water usage and the fact that when we put a well on the ground, we're extracting water. It's a natural resource out of the ground, right, to drink.
Right.
And we have quite a few wells, and we're trying to get more. Maybe we tie in that natural resource somehow with stating how many wells we have, and it's a natural resource, and that we're every year getting another one or two, or, you know, moving down that way of getting more water naturally.
May I ask, so, and it's one of the things that we struggled with is when you have issues that could go into multiple goals. Mm-hmm. So water is one of those. Water is infrastructure. It's baseline infrastructure. It is one of those that's funded by the Public Works Trust Fund. So it's in one of those basic five of infrastructure, but it is actually also a natural resource. So we struggle with that in trying to figure out how to best convey how we're doing on water. To the public, should we be talking about it more as a natural resource? Is that more effective for people to hear it, or as an infrastructure, a piece of infrastructure?
Well, I think of it, well, in my brain, I think of what I could think, I put it in two different boxes. I put it in the infrastructure box. What am I, when I turn on my faucet, the water, and where, how is it clean when it comes out, and do we have enough of it? And I also think of water from the attraction entertainment box, where I think of Lake River. And that's water, but it's not infrastructure water. It's enjoyment. It's recreation. So I put it in two different categories.
So water you drink and water you recreate.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's, in my head, that's how I think of it in two different boxes. And so regarding, like, recreation water in this particular category, That's how I would look at water in this category. How is it used for recreation and attraction? And so maybe how are the visitors we have to Lake River, kayakers, boaters, can we track that? How are people being able to engage with it on that side of it? Any other comments, Councillor Cole?
Yeah, I mean, along the same lines, I'm struggling with this one too, just because I'm wondering, is this talking about how we use natural resources recreationally, or is this like energy standards, you know? And could some of those be put into, say, infrastructure or where else? So that's where I'm at as well.
Councillor? Thank you.
I would think that a department metric might be percentage of catch basins cleaned. I can't see that as, you know, being a metric for our overall city's natural resources maximization. But and a couple of them, I think, could be for, you know, for that department, not for our whole percentage. Yeah, percentage of stormwater.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm done.
All right. Any other? You're good. Anybody else, Councillor Onslow?
Neighborhood level of service. I don't know. What is it?
That's a neighborhood park. I should have put park in.
Oh, okay.
And that's something we have in our Parks and Recreation Comprehensive Plan, is that we have acres per thousand for the different types of parks.
So this one kind of sounds a little bit like we might need to tweak it a little bit before we give you our recommendations on bullets.
I think we have some good feedback that we can use to hone in on this.
Okay, is council okay with that?
Sure.
Head nods. Okay, what's number seven?
Okay, number seven is actively engage and communicate with Ridgefield community. We had website engagement, social media engagement, number of public records requests, average time to respond to the public records requests, and for police department, youth community outreach.
Council Onslow.
These are all good. The average time to respond to public records, aren't we required to respond in so much time, period?
We do have responsibilities in the first response. There are within the law, there is a requirement for how long we have for an initial response. There is then a period of time, a reasonable period of time to gather information and get that to the person who's asking. And
so,
that reasonable time is a sliding scale, depending on who you ask.
You're right. That's I agree totally, but aren't we limited to that? I mean, we need to be in that box.
For the first response, we have a legal requirement, but once we have made that initial contact to say we received the request, we are going to be bringing that information forward, we then have time to gather the information and provide it, and there is no statutory guideline for when we have to have that provided.
There is no timeline that you have to...
There is a timeline for initially responding to
right.
the person who asked. Then once you tell them, I got your request, now we have to put information together. We say, we will work on it. We should be able to have it to you within X period of time. There's no statutory guidelines for that piece of it.
Okay. And how many public requests have we been getting? Just, I know that we're growing, but...
That is a metric we can certainly get for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem, you had a question.
Yes, I had a comment. There's some other ways that we engage and communicate with the community. For example, this morning in the Ridgefield Main Street meeting, our city manager engaged with the community because there was a couple questions he could answer and enlighten when there was a question. Each city councilor is assigned as a liaison to different groups, whether it be the school district, the port, the arts association. There's so many different things that we do participate in and go to, and the public is there at those meetings, and we engage that way. And it's a very good way to engage with the public, and one of the most important ways, and maybe we should highlight that.
Councillor Cole, did you have a question?
Just along the same lines again as Mayor Pro Tem. All of these here listed look like virtual or digital types of engagement. I'd like to see something that was like more in-person type of engagement, just as Mayor Pro Tem was just saying.
you have like police department youth community outreach. Maybe it can be like council community outreach, something along those lines. Council, are there any additional comments or questions regarding this goal? Do you need us to call out particular ones? But I think this one is kind of good in itself.
Mm-hmm. I think we got good information on that.
Okay. All right.
So for the seven main goals, I think we've got what we needed. On the next few slides, it's just ideas for department level, and staff can do that for our own. I just wanted to get that so that you can kind of see what we're thinking.
Is that... conclude the presentation?
I think we're done. I appreciate all of the input you gave us.
Great. Thank you. All right. So that concludes the study session. We will have the city council meeting. We'll start with 5 minutes, give you guys enough time to... Okay, 6:30. Thank you.